new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone!
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Do you think Danny smokes a cigarette after he hears that? It's like sex to him.
The armchair nutritionist? No, no, no. And if it does, it's probably unfiltered.
Yeah, exactly. No, unfiltered's me.
Huh?
I'm the unfiltered.
Oh, that's right. You're on the air.
That's it.
So, good morning. Lot to unpack today. Little did I think when I did a sit-down with LeVar Ball that it would blow up and LeVar would say a whole bunch of stuff that people are like, what? First of all, the good news is that LeVar, who is wildly entertaining and the nicest man in the world, I mean, just such a nice guy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar says that they're getting Lonzo home and he's going to be just fine and he does not believe there will be another surgery needed and he'll be ready to go when the season commences.
Now, before you roll your eyes in hearing the name LeVar Ball, when we play the audio for you, we want you to be able to listen to what the man says. Now, keep in mind that LeVar Ball has not necessarily been in the news for a while now. The perception was that when Lonzo Ball came to the Bulls, Cap, that LeVar Ball would always be around. But LeVar Ball has not been in the news very often. You would think that with LaMelo Ball, with Charlotte, you'd see a lot of LeVar. You have not.
Correct.
He's been in the shadows for the last, I would say, year plus, maybe 2 years.
Correct.
Where you haven't seen him on First Take and yelling about the league and all that stuff. He hasn't done that
saying
at all.
He's better than Michael Jordan.
Not saying all that at all. His sons are flourishing in the NBA. But Cap was able to get this one-on-one interview, and it was enlightening, to say the least.
So here is LeVar Ball. This is the father of Bulls guard Lonzo Ball, who's been out with a knee injury. And I reported the other day with Hoodie that there's some concern in the Bulls front office about the severity of Lonzo's knee, because every time he tries to ramp it back up running, he doesn't feel good. He has pain in that injured knee. Here is LeVar when I asked him, will your son be ready?
So will he be healthy, ready for the season?
You know what? He should be ready for the season this year, because he's going to stay out here and get it done the right way. Sometimes you have to get your own guy to say, okay, this is how we got to do this. And I told him, yo, go. You're older now. Go find a guy for that. But I'll tell you what. If all else fails, go back to the basics, which is come back to me. Let me get you right, man, because you were never hurt when you was with me.
So he went on to say that he thought it was the wrong way to get him ready by having him running and lifting and jumping. He said he should have been, LeVar believes in water therapy and that he should have been in a pool and it takes the stress off the joint and allows the bone bruise to heal. And so he said, we're going to get him back out here. We went on to continue the discussion and get him back out here the rest of the summer, and he is going to be in the pool. And LeVar said, we're going to get him right. He'll be ready opening day.
Okay. Hopefully that's not from Dr. LeVar Ball, but the doctors out in California that he works with.
Correct.
All right. I mean, it sounds good, but hopefully he's getting that advice from him being a former athlete or getting that from doctors.
Correct. So as we went on to talk about it, I mean, he really likes that Lonzo's here.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo loves playing here. Picked the Chicago market because he said it's a big market. He wanted to be in a big market. I think he still regrets how things ended with the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
who traded him to New Orleans. He said something that was interesting about New Orleans. Fun city to visit. It's not a great place to live.
That is correct. That is correct. That's why it was always a head scratcher for me that the NBA chose New Orleans to go back to New Orleans. It was failing the first time, as you remember, Cap. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people there. And then post Katrina, you just know that they just don't have enough fans to be able to support it or care about it. A very transient city.
Yes.
And so no matter how many stars you put in there, it won't resonate. It doesn't pop on the NBA landscape.
So as we continued our discussion, we talked basketball and we talked life and how do you raise, you know, for all the criticism that that man receives, he's got two kids who are stars making stupid money in the NBA and a third one in the G League that's probably going to get picked up in LiAngelo. Yeah. And he feels LiAngelo is the best perimeter shooter of the three, and he would like him with the Bulls.
He wants him with the Bulls, too.
He said, I'm just telling you, as he said to me, brother, at some point, I want all three of them together. I said, in Chicago? Wherever. I want them all playing together.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that?
Yeah, I'm sure he would like to have that. But I look at it like this, Cap. With Lonzo Ball, I really believe that he can be a catalyst for this Bulls team when healthy. Because when we saw a glimpse of him, we saw him be not only much better from three-point range, and that was the word, right? I talked to Joel Myers, the longtime voice of the Pelicans. I said, what are the Bulls getting? What are we getting in Lonzo Ball? He says, a better three-point shooter and a hell of a perimeter defender. And we saw glimpses of that with the Bulls. We saw that he was a better three-point shooter because when he first came to the league, had that odd Cartwright-like shot. It was odd coming out of his hands.
He shot almost from his hip.
Almost kind of like an odd type of shot there and didn't shoot the ball well. But I believe he's matured in that regard.
42% from three.
Much better.
He got hurt.
Much better.
Yes.
And then better perimeter defender as well.
Yes.
And so those things tell me that if he's healthy with the Bulls, he could really be a help to this team.
So as we continued our discussion, I brought up Zach LaVine. And I asked him, do you think Zach will be still in Chicago next season?
Do you think Zach LaVine stays with the Bulls? Because he's a free agent. And there's rumor he might be going to the Lakers.
Like I said before, you are very, very smart. And I'm going to tell you like I told him. He's gone. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it started off Zach LaVine. Okay, now you get hurt. A few things happen. And guess who's doing all the big plays? All I hear is DeMar.
Right.
DeMar. He don't want to play second fiddle. And who don't want to go to L.A.? He want to go back to the West Coast. He'd be like, yeah, I think he's from the West Coast. Seattle? Washington?
Seattle.
Yeah, if he got a chance to go there. I guarantee you he ain't no fool because he like this. I'm in L.A. Even when I get paid, I know I can do some commercials or something. He's a good-looking guy, light-skinned. They're gonna love him in L.A. They get him Westwood. So they're going to offer him some money. Hey, he's going to go, hey, I'm going over there.
So that – you got to think he is speaking in an informed manner. His son is a teammate. His son played for the Lakers. They're in L.A. where Zach does a lot of his off-season conditioning training. His doctor's there, the whole thing. He's speaking in an informed manner, don't you think?
Well, he may, but let me just push back on a couple of things here from that soundbite. First of all, Cap, do you really believe that Zach LaVine looks over at DeMar DeRozan and says, man, there's so much talk about DeMar. What about me? That's not happening. I'm going to tell you right now that's not happening. You and I are the only ones with the fight to say that it's still Zach LaVine's team, even though DeMar DeRozan got a lot of acclaim this past season for them. Yeah, he deserved the acclaim because we've never seen DeMar shoot that way. But the idea that we've turned a blind eye to Zach LaVine because DeMar DeRozan played well, that's not true. You mean to tell me that Zach LaVine will be jealous or envious of the attention that DeMar DeRozan's getting? I don't believe that. Absolutely not. The other thing is with Los Angeles, if he wants to play for the Lakers, I mean, hey, it is a storied franchise. We get it. The league is built on the Celtics and the Lakers. Those are the two pillars that hold up this whole league because of their history, their championships, all the stuff that they've done. So if he feels like he can go to the Lakers, are you sure that they could fit that in money-wise, a sign and trade with the Lakers? If Zach wants to have his own place, his own team, he stays in Chicago and signs for the max. If he goes to Los Angeles, if you think he's jealous of DeMar DeRozan now, this is LeBron James' team in Los Angeles. It's not his team. Does he mind being second banana or actually third banana after AD and LeBron?
But if you're signing trading for Zach LaVine, you're not taking Russell Westbrook back here.
Well, exactly right. But the ultimate point is that Zach LaVine should stay in Chicago because this is his team. It's his team. It's not Vucevic's team. It's not DeMar's team. It's his team.
Agreed.
So the idea that he says that, well, DeMar, everyone's saying DeMar. Well, of course, because he played well. Why wouldn't we celebrate what DeMar DeRozan did for the Bulls? He's trying to paint a picture that Zach has issues with the Bulls because of all the acclaim that DeMar's had. That's not true. What's he saying there? What's he saying there? What does he mean?
Let's play that one again. And your thoughts. Do you think he's speaking in an informed manner? And does it concern you that he says Zach LaVine is gone?
Do you think Zach LaVine stays with the Bulls because he's a free agent? And there's rumor he might be going to the Lakers.
Like I said before, you are very, very smart. And I'm going to tell you like I told him. He's gone. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it started off Zach LaVine. Okay, now you get hurt. A few things happen. And guess who's doing all the big plays? All I hear is DeMar.
Right.
DeMar. He don't want to play second fiddle. And who don't want to go to L.A.? He want to go back to the West Coast. He'd be like, yeah, I think he's from the West Coast. Seattle? Washington?
Seattle.
Yeah, if he got a chance to go there, I guarantee you he ain't no fool because he like this. I'm in L.A. Even when I get paid, I know I can do some commercials or something. He's a good-looking guy, light-skinned. They're gonna love him in L.A. They did in Westwood.
All right.
So they're going to offer him some money. Hey, he's going to go, hey, I'm going over there.
Not to be light-skinned, to be handsome. I know a lot of ugly guys that are light-skinned. All right, be careful with that now. Yeah. Be careful, LaVar. His son plays for the team. Are you saying to me that he has some kind of intel, some kind of information that Zach LaVine is definitely gone because he doesn't want to play? He's not playing second fiddle. He's the first fiddle. It's his team. What's he saying there?
I think he's saying he doesn't want to be in DeMar DeRozan's shadow. Well, guess what? Any team he goes to, there's going to be another star there.
If
he goes to Portland, he's from Seattle.
Yeah.
That area, Northwest, Pacific Northwest. He goes to Portland, that's Dame's team.
Any good team that's vying for the championship,
that's correct.
LaVine will always be the second or that's third fiddle.
You're correct.
Unless it's a bad team.
Where are you going? Orlando?
Right. Now you're the first fiddle.
Right.
That's not what you want to do there. So I don't know what he means by that. All I can tell you is this. If Zach LaVine leaves the Bulls, what's the perception of the Bulls then? If there is a sign and trade, if he's no longer with the Bulls, what's the perception then?
Depends what you're getting back.
All right. But if you're just getting, a bag of balls and just, and can't replace the offense that he provides, then that's a problem.
312-332-3776. LaVar Ball says LaVine is gone. What would that mean for our Bulls? Is that a good thing? It doesn't open up like massive salary help because they were stretched thin anyway. But what it does is allow you to change the way you play. 312-332-3776. We're talking Bulls with you next.
You are very, very smart.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Always puts a smile on my face when one of my sons gets off the train, walks. He goes one extra stop on his way to his office so he can get off right here in front, walk up by the window, and what does he give me?
Gives me the heart.
takes his fingers and makes a heart.
Yes.
Love you.
He gives it to me first, though.
He does.
Yes.
Sees you first.
That's right.
Heart, then sees me. Heart.
Yes.
Gives me that wink, and he's off to work. That's my right. son, Alex. What a great kid he is. So it makes me smile. When he works from home, I miss those days. Hey, Al, where were you today? I worked from home today. Or I had a meeting somewhere. Yeah. He's great. So anyway, 312-332-3776. Got Golden State Warrior fans out here. We're just a melting pot.
Nothing like just get on your bike, riding down dubs and four, and then just taking off.
Correct.
Yes.
And, you know, we have LeVar talking about, well, he's light-skinned.
Make money. I mean, he's got...
Wait till you hear what Ozzy said last night.
Yeah, I mean, be careful with the tropes there, LeVar. Just be careful, okay?
Melting pot here.
Yeah, just be careful with that. So LeVar Ball sits down with David Kaplan. Again, you can watch that entire interview. It's at ESPN 1000 right now. We have the link, so you can watch it in its entirety.
Yep.
It's interesting because we don't hear from LeVar Ball very often, and he's very polarizing. We know that. But he has not spoken a lot, especially since Lonzo's come to Chicago.
Correct.
And so he's got a lot of things bottled up, and he said a lot of things to the Catman.
All right. This is Derek in Gary. The question is, LeVar Ball has joined the rumor mill. He says Zach LaVine is gone. Do you believe he is tapped in and has some really good internal knowledge? What do you think? Derek and Gary's first. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, Cap? What's up, Hoodie? How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
What's up, D?
I'm doing well. All right, so I listened to both of those interviews that you did with LeVar. So the first one you said that when you did the interview, he said that he wanted all three of his boys to play together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. And then in the second one, he's saying LaVine is gone.
Yes.
So my thing is, he's pushing his push out here to get LaVine out there so LaMelo, when it's his turn to get out here, he could come play in Chicago.
And, he wants LiAngelo from the G League, who's a really good shooter, to come here.
Absolutely. So he's working the back channels now so he can make that happen.
So you're saying that LeVar has an agenda, that he wants Zach to move on?
Maybe so.
Yeah, you know, if he understood the Bulls, he'd realize that if Zach LaVine's with the Bulls, that actually helps them moving forward. If you don't have Zach and you don't replace that offense, then what's the point of all of this, Derek? Why, like, this team will not be a perennial playoff team, I don't think, without Zach.
Well, we don't know. Like, so what can they possibly get in the sign of trade, though? So, hypothetically, what if they can trade LaVine? We heard the Portland stuff earlier. So, what if LaVine, we can get a sign of trade for, say, Nurkic and Simons? I mean, that would be a good, you know. I mean,
you're talking about Anthony Simons and Yosef Nurkic.
And Nurkic, right. So, Nurk would be a big that we've been looking for. Simons is an up-and-coming player. And then in a year or two, and if LaMelo, if he's available, and what if he just doesn't take a max? It just came to Chicago, just, you know.
I want to play with my brother. I'm still going to make stupid money. I'll take less.
Right. So then you'll have DeRozan. No. You'll have the Ball brothers. Then you have Nurk. And maybe, I don't know what's going to happen to Vooch. You know, his contract probably be gone by then, but, you know. It could be a possibility.
Yeah, well, Derek, we appreciate the telephone call.
Thanks, D.
What you laid out there is the fourth or fifth place in the East. That's what you just laid out. That's what you just laid out right there. Again, in perspective, it's more than just the Bulls. It's the rest of the Eastern Conference.
Correct.
The Heat and the Celtics, and it's going to be a great series, I believe, Cap, these two. It's built on culture. It's built on a system. With Boston, it's a defensive system.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not think that Tatum is a superstar just yet, but I believe that he's on the way if he's not there now. Him and Brown are a great 1-2 punch. But that's the system that they brought in. The Miami Heat is based on the culture. Jimmy Butler is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He is, Cap. We went through
the
names.
He's a top 10 player.
Even if you think he's 10, he's top 10.
Dahl and I had him 12 to 15.
Yeah, he's a top 10 player. There's no doubt. He's at 10 right now based on the Hood rankings. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I have it on my sheet here. He's 10 out of 10. But you take a look at that Heat culture, though, the way that they've been able to put things together. Hey, Jimmy Butler is a terrific player. You have Giannis with the Milwaukee Bucks. You have Embiid with Philadelphia.
Kyrie and Durant.
You still have those. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can move some of these pieces, but until you get a superstar or two on your team, it's not happening.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Justin. He's in Calumet City. LeVar Ball's joining the rumor mill. Do you believe Zach LaVine is gone and that he has inside info? We'd love to hear from you. 312-332-3776. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, I'm just a longtime Bulls fan. I've been a Bulls fan my whole life. I wouldn't take any merit to LeVar Ball's words. I know he just likes publicity, but I'm going to be completely devastated if the Bulls get rid of Zach LaVine. Because if I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of the season, he played awesome. You know, the season before that, when he first became an All-Star, I think he was averaging like 27 points a game. The man played injured toward the end of the season, and I don't know if it hurt him or benefited him to do that, but I just feel like Chicago fans forget so quickly how long he's been there and how much he's contributed to the team, you know?
Yeah. Not all Chicago fans, maybe some. I haven't forgotten. Cap hasn't forgotten.
And I feel like, you know, he's not really in DeMar DeRozan's shadow. He just had a great season. I feel like their camaraderie is awesome. Like I said, I'm going to be devastated. If they get rid of Zach LaVine, I probably won't be watching.
Justin.
You'll watch.
You will absolutely 100% watch, especially if they make a deal and you go, they actually look pretty good. You'll be watching.
I don't know.
You'll watch. That's all.
And we root for the laundry. We root for the uniform. Have a great day, man.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, he'll watch. But, Cap, there's layers to this, right, when it comes to the NBA. I like where the Bulls are headed, with or without LaVine, because it's going to be a perennial playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a far cry from the Paxson Gar era.
And the Boylan era.
Right. So I'll take it. I want the Bulls to be in the mix. And you just have to kind of just wait your turn as far as your growth and development of your team. I want the Bulls to always be in the mix. I don't want them to get bounced out in the first round every year, but I do expect them to be a perennial playoff team with this new front office of the Bulls.
Agreed. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Noel on the south side. Noel, how are you, Sparkles?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hi, Noel.
Yes, man. I doubt LaVine is going anywhere. I mean, if he's trying to move to L.A. because he said somebody else is shadow in Chicago, he's going to be in more shadow, and he's going to be under the spotlight in L.A. I mean, if Chicago offers him the max contract, I doubt he's going to get any max contract in Los Angeles.
You know, if he goes to L.A. and if he wants to win, that's not happening with the Lakers either. It's just the uniform. It's just because it's a storied franchise, Noel. But with LeBron, with AD, and with Zach LaVine, they ain't going anywhere either because AD's always hurt, and LeBron's in the twilight of his career.
Exactly. So I doubt he's going to L.A.
We're going to see. Thank you, Noel. Have a great day, man.
You too, gentlemen. I'm still listening.
So, Cap, I want you to tell me, based on what you've heard, I've heard some things too, but based on what you've heard, what's the likelihood? You had to put it on a pie chart, the percentage that he'll be a Bull, Zach LaVine.
And I had been in a different place, but I talked to people who are more informed.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a general manager of another organization. Mm-hmm. I told you this.
Yep.
He said I'd max him and get him signed if I can. Then I talked to someone else I trust who's in that league, said he's gone. He is gone. The Bulls are okay with that. They are rebuilding a bit how they play. They feel like we've got a window right now. We got to get this thing moving. Patrick Williams is a huge part of their future. They are not going to trade him unless the deal was so unbelievably one-sided in their favor. They do not see a scenario moving him. They love that kid.
Well,
but that they would move on from Zach.
The pre-draft camp is...
So I guess I'm 40, he's here, 60 gone. Answer your question.
I think that's fair. The pre-draft camp is at Wintrust, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of NBA people here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I keep hearing from over there is, well, why would the Bulls part with Zach LaVine? as more than he's gone, more it's more like, why would they get rid of Zach LaVine? Why would they trade him? They know how much it is. The balloon payment at the end of a five-year deal would be $48.3 million. But that's just the cost of business now in the NBA, right?
Correct.
It's a five-year, $212 million contract that's on the line for the Bulls. What I keep hearing over there is, sure, they should sign him. Because what? How do you replace that production?
Mm-hmm.
If you brought Bradley Beal in here today, you'd get the same production.
Correct.
Same.
And it's not as though he has a resume of championship.
Right. I mean, hey, nothing wrong with the production cap, but just the point is, like, where are you going? You're not a team that's destined for the Eastern Conference crown if Bradley Beal's here. It's the same production.
Completely agree.
So that's the whole thing with that.
312-332-3776. Do you think they can win without him? If he walks out the door, let's say he says, I'm leaving in free agency. I don't even want to sign a trade. I'll take less. I just want to be a Laker. Do you think they can win by replacing him and developing from within? Io DeSumo, named second team all rookie. Can they do that? We want your thought. 312-332-3776. Listen to us on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and on the ESPN Chicago app. Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's like a free-for-all in here.
I didn't do anything.
You guys are unbelievable. Hear that?
Yeah. Blaming us.
Yeah.
Blame the talent.
It's all right.
Every time.
312-332-3776. Phone line's hopping.
All you asked for is the golf. You just wanted some golf on, right?
Okay, right? To pull the curtain back, because
yes.
Danny doesn't like inside references, Shea walked in here for something. I said, hey, man, could you put the golf on, please? PGA Championships, yeah.
I disagree with you the way you're telling this story. This is not how it happened.
Absolutely. Walks out 5 minutes later. I'm like, hey, can you put the golf? I asked you to put the golf on. You said you'd put it on. Never heard me. You need Prevagen. Hey, Prevagen, you want to have a new spokesman? I got a 29-year-old.
He's got a bad memory. I walked in there to remind you the golf was starting today and we had something to do. Now would be a great time to do it regarding the golf.
Correct. And out of that, you said remind me that Danny wants us to make sure we hit the sponsored scoreboard. You're ridiculous.
And this is when I go outside and just shoot hoops because mom and dad are yelling. this is when I go outside like Jerry West, and I go out and shoot hoops.
That's it.
Because there's fighting in the home.
Oh, hey, little Johnny. Yeah, my parents are yelling at each other. So you're just getting up. You're just getting in the car, taking the kids to school. I talked to LaVar Ball, and we sat down, did a 33-minute Zoom interview. You can find it at ESPN 1000's Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
You could click on the YouTube link. It's right there for you. You could subscribe to the page. I asked him about his son's knee. He said he will be ready for the start of the season. He will be healthy. He does not need another surgery. And then I asked him, what about Zach LaVine? You think he's coming back?
You are very, very smart. And I'm going to tell you like I told him. He's gone. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it started off Zach LaVine. Okay, now you get hurt. A few things happen. And guess who's doing all the big plays? All I hear is DeMar.
Right.
DeMar. He don't want to play second fiddle. And who don't want to go to L.A.? He won't go back to the West Coast. He'd be like, yeah, I'm from, I think he's from the West Coast. Seattle.
Yeah,
he'd rather, if he got a chance to go there. I guarantee you he ain't no fool because he like this. I'm in L.A. Even when I get paid, I know I can do some commercials or something. He's a good-looking guy, light-skinned. They gonna love him in L.A. They get him Westwood. So they're going to offer him some money. Hey, he's going to go, hey, I'm going over there.
Now, some of this, how much is this fact? How much is this sports talk show fodder? Sports talk show comments by him, with him speculating. That's what Zach would want
to
do.
Well, you have to think he's tapped in. His son is Lonzo, his teammate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think
that he is absolutely tapped in. He and his son are very close. I mean, I have to think there's some measure. And by the way, you know who Lonzo's agent is?
Hmm.
Rich Paul, the same agent that represents Zach.
Okay. Yeah, well, there, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I can totally understand that. Why would Zach leave if he knows that there's a max on the line? I would only leave if I thought I could be able to increase my chances to win a championship. There are ring chasers in this league that feel like I've been at a place at a certain spot. Now, if I am able to go to a contender, maybe I can win a championship. One thing about these young players in the NBA, Cap, they're already paid. They just want legacy. They don't want to walk around without a ring because that's the most important thing. They already got money. They got generational wealth, but they do care about a ring. So does Zach LaVine feel, as a leader of this team, that he's unable to do that here in Chicago? Do you think that that's how he feels?
No, I think he wants to be out west. I think he wants to be out west. I do. He's from Seattle. He played at UCLA. And I think it's his chance to get back west.
So LaVar Ball has convinced you. Based on your conversation, you believe after one conversation with LaVar Ball that for sure he wants to be a Laker, Clipper, or Warrior.
Like to be there. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. I don't think he's taking a two-year deal for $30 million, 15 a year, going, I don't care what I make.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening.
Permission to beak quickly?
Yes.
I just wanted, like, I don't, is this a different LaVar Ball all of a sudden? Because I still remember the guy would, like, go say anything to promote Big Baller Brand, said he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. Like, are we really putting this much stock? I know, obviously, Lonzo plays on the team, so you assume there's some intel, but are we really putting this much stock into what LaVar is saying that now we're fully on board, LaVine's gone?
Cap had one conversation with LaVar Ball, now he's convinced that he wants to go out west.
No, I'm not saying that my conversation with LaVar, because I said going into the interview to him, I keep hearing he likes the Lakers. He's got history there. He was a star at UCLA.
Well, that was that speculated trade on KJM. I mean, I think this is a lot of this is where it started, right? The idea that Russell Westbrook would go to a team, the Bulls would make a trade. I think the Knicks were involved in that deal as well.
Correct. The Bulls would end up with Julius Randle and Evan Fournier.
I don't know how that helps the Bulls at all, that deal.
Agreed.
But for Zach on a sign and trade, if you want to go to Los Angeles, that's fine. But again, living someplace and trying to win a championship are two different things.
Correct.
The Clippers and the Lakers are not even close to a championship. I would say with Zach, the Bulls are closer than the Clippers of winning a championship.
If Kawhi's healthy, I disagree. If he's not healthy, which he hasn't been.
Kawhi who?
Kawhi Leonard.
Who's that?
He's the guy that sits out a lot.
Don't know who that is. I don't know what you're talking about. I have to look him up. I don't know who you're talking about because he's not part of this team, so the Bulls are closer because I don't know what you mean. Kawhi Leonard, huh?
Yeah.
Leonard Roy?
No, Kawhi.
Leonard.
K-A-W-H-I. Kawhi.
Jeffrey One Flap Down Leonard?
Nope.
We'll find it later. But I don't know what you're
Don
talking about.
Don Slick Leonard?
I can't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go back to the phones.
Bulls are closer.
Matt's in Homewood. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
All right, Matt.
Not much. I was just saying, you know, I think the Bulls should go ahead and if they could get rid of LaVine and get somebody of his talent, you know, for a sign-in trade or just a trade or whatnot, I think they should get rid of him. I think particularly with his knee injury, I think there's a little bit more to it that we just don't know yet. And I think that's going to come out later, play a bigger role into, you know, him not playing as good as he, you know, he could be.
Matt, you started off the call by saying to try to find someone of Zach's talent. If you find someone of Zach's caliber, then you're in the same spot. You want to get better than the same as, don't you?
Yeah, that's true, but do you think any GM is going to be able to, if they know that he has, you know, knee injuries or anything like that, but I don't think Zach is a Klay Thompson or a Stephen Curry where they're going to sit out a year and come back and play good or a KD or anything like that. I just don't think he's going to get a max contract to be able to, you know, potentially have knee issues and to not live up, I guess, to that you know, I guess that stardom or that, you know, caliber type player.
You don't think that Zach's going to get a max contract? Because that's on the line here.
I don't. I was just listening. One of you guys was saying one GM would say yeah, one GM would say no. Honestly, I don't. The way that he's played, and then like I said, I'm more so with that knee. I think that knee is going to play a big factor into it. I think personally there's something, you know, like I said, I've had my ACL torn and things like that, and my knee is completely blown. I'm no NBA superstar, but I think if he's getting his knee drained, you know, multiple times a year, throughout the season, that there's probably something more serious going on. And I give him his props for playing through it, but, you know, it's a league to where you got to be productive or, you know, you kind of just, you know, they don't want you. It's a business at the end of the day.
Man, appreciate the call, man.
He did not miss significant time because of his knee. He missed significant time because he had COVID like 3 or 4 times.
Correct. And he's vaccinated. I made a call about that, too. They said, dude, the whole team's vaxxed.
Okay. So again, Zach LaVine, based on what I'm hearing, that it's more than likely that he will re-sign with the Bulls because, again, we're talking about a winning franchise with him on it. He goes to the Lakers. If he cares about being the second and third banana, if he has an issue with that, anywhere he goes with a lot of teams with star power, he's going to be the second and third banana. Brooklyn, Lakers, teams like that, Cap. So ultimately, it's his team. He'd be leaving his team. It's not DeMar's team. It's Zach's team.
Do you think the Bulls can win without Zach? Phone lines are hopping. We'll get into this, and we have got a lot ahead on the show. Thank you for listening, and you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESP1000. Chicago. Be right back.
Coming in at 5'3",
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Rolling on the Cap J-Hood show this morning. Don't forget, 9:50 this morning, Danny, our boss, will be down here for next Wednesday's pairings of spring trading.
It's been interesting.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yeah. 3 Wednesdays in the month of May, Danny has jumbled the lineups, pulling them out of a hat. I was with Abdallah yesterday. You were with Yerk. Sylvie did double time. Does he get paid for both shows?
Apparently. Against union rules.
Yeah, I was going to say, union cool with that?
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sylvie. Double duty.
312-332-3776. Brandon's in Bloomington. Hey, Brandon, what's up, Cookie?
What up, Cap? What up, Hoodie?
What up, Brandon?
Hey, nothing much, guys. I just want to chime in on this devastating topic of the departure of Zach LaVine. I think that Zach LaVine needs to stay because if you compare this team to where it was last year, we definitely came up on top. If you want to talk about high-level scoring, Zach's the whole deal. When I think about guards that can score in the paint, you've got Ja Morant at number one, and I think Zach LaVine can easily be argued for the number two scorer in the paint as a guard. When healthy, though, it's the thing. And I just kind of want to press the blame button on Billy Donovan here. I know we had a lot of injuries due to Lonzo Ball and Zach, and we basically had to run like an ISO offense with DeMar for like the longest time. And when you're not having Zach score in the paint and DeMar take the ball up every time up the court, you kind of run out of options how to score here. I wish Billy would get Patrick Williams more involved. He kind of just sat there in the corner the whole time waiting for the ball, which I kind of, like, I don't really get most of the time. Like, most of these guys are crashing the boards or contributing in other ways. Billy didn't get the most out of his offense, I feel like, when we had Lonzo get hurt. And once we get these guards back, like Lonzo and a healthy Caruso, I really think once we get, like, a different center in the picture, the Bulls are in a good spot. Like, there's really no need to panic as long as we get, like, a defending center or at least somebody that can play defense. Think about that.
All right, we're losing you there. Your cell's breaking up. look, everyone thinks it's so easy to put an offensive system together that works. Mm-hmm. The way this team was playing with Lonzo Ball allowed Zach and DeMar to operate in that mid-range game, and Zach would also hit the three, where they were comfortable.
Off the ball, yes.
They don't have any shooting. Kobe White stinks. Not a fan. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a fan when he got picked, though.
Yep.
Remember battling with Jordan Cornette over there. Oh, that kid's going to be a great player. No. And I would be surprised if he's on this team next year.
Yeah. You have to upgrade that position.
Yes. And you have got to get shooting, the space, the floor. Until you get shooting, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You can't make shots. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Evergreen Park. Hey, Jason.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up with you?
Hey, Jason.
What's going on? Zetterbaum's going to be on the show, huh?
Yeah, Zetterbaum will be available at 9:50 today.
Good morning, everyone. All
right. So this Zach stuff, right? I don't see why after being a part of these mediocre Bulls teams, why you'd want to leave now that the team's actually headed in the right direction. I think just, I don't see why he would want to go to anywhere else. Especially L.A., that team is in so much worse condition than a lot of these other teams.
Wake up in Los Angeles is what I'm hearing.
I understand he wants to wake up on the West Coast or whatever. And he's from Seattle, so he's still – it's not like his house is around the corner from, Los Angeles. I just don't see why you'd want to go there and start over again. Like, you're going to have to wait a couple years until LeBron's gone or if they do trade AD, I just don't see why you'd want to leave, especially now when the money's on the table for you. Take the money, retool. This team is a good team. We saw what they could be in that first half.
Jason,
just retool, get a couple of shooters.
Yeah. Jason, don't. I mean, for me, him wanting to be out west is conjecture until we actually see it.
Correct.
I mean, it's one thing
exactly.
To say. I mean, to me, it's trying to find an opportunity to win a championship. And if he feels like it's not here, then why would you go backwards? I actually believe even with LeBron on the team and an unhealthy AD, you're not going
still
anywhere.
Not enough.
No, it's still not enough. Not on that team.
Hey, exactly. Man,
have a great day.
You too, guys.
All right. See ya.
All right, bye.
312-332-3776. Shot or no shot in exactly 2 minutes.
Sacramento.